Well, the NFL is gearing up for Pro Bowl weekend, where Americans football's biggest fans and names not playing in the Super Bowl. The fans love it. The players not playing in the Super Bowl get to spend a weekend in Vegas. How cool is that? But it's not the only North American pro sport having their big all-star showcase this Waitangi weekend. The NHL sees their star players from 32 teams come together in Florida for a little fun in the sun, as they say. Quite a long way removed from ice hockey, you would assume, fun in the sun. But however, no, that is not the case. And with us now is Logan Swinkles, of course, our producer, who has been commentating and reporting on ice hockey for up to 7 or 8 years now. So he's gone across into the number one seat in the main booth to tell us about ice hockey's NHL All-Star Weekend. I've got to say, it's an unbelievably interesting concept for me, Logan. I look at the Major League Baseball one, I think, of the home run derby, the All-Star game. What's the equivalent for hockey? What do they do?
I guess the equivalent for that is they call it the breakaway challenge, where this is where they kind of get to have a bit of fun, show their personality. Hockey players are kind of like rugby players in the fact that they typically don't really show a lot of personality, but when personality does come out, it's really encouraged, and this is where it comes to shine. They can dress up. We've seen players dress like Superman, characters from movies like Dodgeball, all sorts of things, put on wigs and pretend to be another player. Some people have, you know, kind of done the old Jekyll and Hyde trick, and then out comes their kid or whatever, and they get to do the shot. It's all a lot of fun there. So I guess in terms of trying to relate a hockey one to baseball, that's the big one, where you kind of have a little one-on-one with a player taking on a goalie. And I mean, they don't really take it too seriously, Smithy. I don't think any of the North American sports really take the All-Star weekends that seriously, but it's just all a bit of fun.
Okay, so they do actually play games. What's the format for them?
They do play games. So the weekend is split over 2 days, the first one being tomorrow, which kicks off, puck drops, I should say, at 1 p.m. on Saturday. That's going to be on ESPN. That's when they have the skills competition. I'll run you through what a lot of those are. The games themselves are the next day, 9 a.m. New Zealand time. And that's like a little three-on-three tournament. The teams, you mentioned 32 teams are all represented. It's split across the four divisions, and it's like a single elimination tournament, three-on-three. You lose the game, you're out. So there's only three games total, but it's split into, instead of having, you know, three periods of 20 minutes, they're two 10-minute halves. So it's all gets underway really quickly. It's all over really quickly. It's just short, sharp entertainment. Don't expect a lot of defense. Three-on-three, very open ice. And, I mean, they don't play at the speed that they normally would play. Like I said, it's all just a bit of fun. They don't take it too seriously. No one wants to get injured 50 games into the season, do they? So, you know, if you're one of those people that watch hockey and then think, man, I can't even see the puck, well, this is a pretty good introduction.
Okay. Will there be a punch-up? That's always a feature of hockey.
I don't know. If there is, they're going to pretend, mate. They're going to pretend. But, I mean, for me, the real highlight with the NHL All-Star Weekend isn't the games itself. It's the skills comp on Saturday where, like you said, fun in the sun. They are trying something a little bit different here. Last year I was in Vegas and they did some things out on the strip, I guess, to mix results. This time there's one on the beach at Fort Lauderdale called the Splash Shot, where they're going to have four teams of two players each competing in a single elimination. Players, when they compete head-to-head, are required to hit targets before attempting to dunk their opponent in a dunk tank. So that sounds like a pretty sweet thing to do itself. Another one, Smithy, that I've seen video of this already on YouTube. Might be a bit up your alley, actually. It's called Pitch and Puck. And they go into a golf course.
What?
So,
like it.
Yeah, they're mixing hockey and golf. They're doing a par four golf hole there on an island green, using a combination of pucks and balls. The player with the lowest score wins. And like I said, I've seen a bit of video. They're not tearing up the turf there on the greens. They're going to have mats, little ice mats down to make it work. So that'll be an interesting one. Sometimes these events, they can drag on. If there's ties, they kind of do it all over again until they get a winner. Another one that they're adding, this one's for the goalies, the Tendy Tandem. This is the one that's been held indoors, back on ice. And this is where the goalies get the shine, both as a goalie and as a shooter. They partner up if your shooting partner does well, that means the other goalie has to face less shots. So it's all about the love for the goalie, Smithy. And then you've got the typical normal skills comp stuff, fastest skater. That's kind of, it's basically like a speed skating drill, is where you get to see people absolutely fly around the rink. The breakaway challenge, as I mentioned before, just a bit of fun shootout kind of styles. And then the accuracy shooting, where they have the styrofoam targets on each corner of the goal. And it's such a satisfying sound, by the way, when the puck absolutely annihilates a styrofoam target. It's just a lot of fun to watch.
Okay, that sounds, if you're a hockey fan, it's this place to be. There's no doubt about that. I just think at this point of the season, I just wonder where you sit with possible Stanley Cup possibilities. Have you got those yet, or is it too early?
No, it's definitely not too early. I mean, some teams are definitely out of the running, but the teams that are in the running, it pains me to say it, but Sam Hewitt's Boston Bruins are definitely right up there in the running. My Toronto Maple Leafs are up there in the running too. Smithy in the Eastern Conference. Carolina Hurricanes, they're doing pretty well again, but again, it all comes down to the playoffs when it all matters. You can have a great season, but once you get to the playoffs, that's when it all matters. The New Jersey Devils are enjoying a nice little turnaround as well. You know, if you were watching hockey in the 90s, back in the days of Martin Brodeur, they were just outstanding, played a type of hockey that just absolutely choked the attack of the other teams, a bit like Modi Mayor in basketball. You know, defense wins championships sometimes. And then over the West, the Dallas Stars are really turning things around, and the Winnipeg Jets as well. Meanwhile, the likes of the Anaheim Ducks, if you're a Ducks fan or a Chicago Blackhawks fan, I'm sorry, but it's just not good news. There's just no chance this year.
Okay. I like the Ducks. I don't know why. I quite like the Ducks.
Hey. The movies?
Now, hey, on a away from All-Star Weekend, on a serious note in terms of New Zealand hockey, we recently sent two teams to the IIHF World Champs for the first time since the pandemic. How do they perform?
Oh, gosh, it's been a while. I mean, I went to Mexico City with the senior men's team, the Ice Blacks, in 2019-20. Gosh, it's been a while. Great to see New Zealand back in international competition, Smithy. As you can imagine, we don't get a lot because most of the nations that play are far removed from us. Australia are typically our only closest competition. The women's have all wrapped up. They're actually on a plane. I believe they've already departed Dubai and are on their last leg back home. This is their second time in the IIHF Under 18 Championships. Previously, they were in the Challenge Cup of Asia. Now they've kind of graduated and they're in tougher competition. They got their first ever win as well in that division, which is great, against Bulgaria 4-2. They also notched up an 11-0 win against Estonia. But unfortunately, outside of that, they lost their other three games to the medal winners, Kazakhstan, who got gold, Belgium got silver, and Iceland got bronze. But the one shining light there in the under-18 women's, Smithy, was Katia Blong. Young, incredible talent. She's already represented New Zealand in the past at the Youth Winter Olympics. She finished second in tournament scoring, 13 goals and 2 assists across the 5 games. She's unreal talent for a young Kiwi girl.
Right, okay, and anything on the horizon for New Zealand ice hockey going forward?
Yeah, the under-20 men, they've just wrapped up as well. Unfortunately, they fell out of the running for any medals and played for 5th and 6th. They won overnight, so they finished 6th. Australia, congratulations to you, if you're listening. They won the gold medal. And Australia, the men's senior men's team, the Mighty Roos, are coming back over here, Smithy, to face our Ice Blacks March 10, 11, 12 here in Auckland. First time the Aussies have come here since 2019 when they played in Queenstown. I was down there for that. That was an incredible occasion. They really put on a show, those two nations. A bit like any sport, really, isn't it, Smithy, when New Zealand and Australia face off against each other. The Ice Blacks, they'll be looking to get some revenge because they got swept the last time we played Australia, which was back in Melbourne not that long ago. And it's all gearing up towards their own World Championships later in the year. Tickets for that actually go on sale to the public today at midday. So if you're in Auckland, you're looking for something to do in March, it's a good time, I'll tell you that.
It's a good time, all right. And that's one of those sports that they say much more preferable to be there than to watch it on telly. You get a whole different perspective of it. Logan, I know you've got a hop across to the next chair, which is that of Quizmaster, because, of course, we've got $100 up for grabs thanks to that hockey input. Really enjoy it and making us more knowledgeable on a sport that we need to know more about.